This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I want to talk about this year. Obviously, the talk of baseball with the huge signings at the beginning of the offseason, and we're going to stay over there in the National League West, was the Dodgers. They're a super team. I don't know. I forget. You know, I start naming off Dodgers, and I think, oh my gosh, they have him too. You know, you got Walker Buehler. Is he healthy? Urias, we all know what happened there. He was their best pitcher a year ago. He's not available. Kershaw's back. He signed back. Only fitting, I think, is going to be at the back of that rotation. But Yamamoto, who we haven't seen much of him, never pitched in the big leagues, but by all accounts, he's everything that the press builds him up to be. The guy for me they got from Tampa, Glasnow, is a game changer. His only problem is health, but they're loaded. And obviously, you've got Freddie Freeman, who's probably my favorite hitter to watch in the league, just a pure kind of old school hitter. He's just great. Mookie Betts, obviously a perennial MVP, and then the best player in the world who's not going to pitch this year. He'll be back next year to pitch. They don't have enough rotation spots for all the stars they have. Talk about the Dodgers and what you look for them in that crowded division. And sneakily, we'll get to them next. Talk about the Dodgers a little bit.
Well, we haven't faced them yet in spring training, but, you know, when I'm watching them on TV, it's a scary team. I mean, it really is. I mean, at the very top of the order, you know, when you're looking at Mookie, they can put him anywhere in the lineup, right? You know, they can put Freddie really anywhere in the lineup. Otani is there. Will Smith is kind of an unsung hero over there.
Great player.
You know, he's a clutch hitter, you know, good catcher, handles everything great. Muncy is off to a really good spring. I think he's got a couple dongs this spring already. He could have a huge year for him too. I mean, up and down. I'm kind of anxious to see how Gavin Lux plays out this year at shortstop. I think that's going to be a key marker for them, you know, because that's a pretty good position. You got to be strong in that position, you know, especially with the pitching staff, unless you're, you know, just striking everybody out. But, you know, he's a really good hitter also. I mean, up and down. Outman, you know, with a year underneath him out in center field. You know, he kind of reminds me of a little mini Bellinger in a way. Still has a lot of swing and miss in his game, but he can go get him in the outfield, and he's got pop in his bat. You know, so if he figures it out a little bit, you know, he could be a pretty dangerous player. The one pitcher that really stood out to me last year, I go, this guy is going to be a stud, is Miller. That guy has got an arm on him. I mean, it's like an easy 97, an easy 98. I mean, I'm going, I have to keep looking at the radar gun. I said, did it really go that fast? I mean, he is just popping it. And he's got good stuff, too. You know, not a whole lot of room in that rotation, but it seems like they got a bunch of guys that are just kind of always knocking on the door.
Let's move down to the Padres. Also in your division a year ago, about as disappointing a team as there was out there a year ago with that talent and that roster they had. They obviously are going to lose Snell. Soto went on to the Yankees. I think they got a great guy in return in King. I think he's going to fit really good in that rotation with Musgrove and Darvish. Still getting old. Darvish getting a little bit older, but good enough where he's still a formidable opponent. Talk a little bit about that Padre ball club.
Yeah, you know, they were scary about this time last year, you know, when they had Soto and you know, they were talking – you know, and rightfully so, that, you know, hey, Dodgers got to fear them. And it looked like it on paper. But, you know, Manny was end up getting hurt a little bit, I think, with his arm. But he could, you know, he's still a dangerous hitter out there. Soto probably didn't have the greatest year, like a Soto year, but still, I think he still hit 280 something. And, you know, still was a, you know, every time he came up, he could do some damage. You know, Bogarts, I thought when he was coming over, I said, oh man, this guy, from what I saw when he was with the Red Sox, this guy's like a pure hitter to me, and he's got a little pop. Maybe it's not going to hit, you know, 30 home runs, but he's going to bang the ball all around the place. They had so much talent on that team. And the rotation also. In fact, I worked with a kid for about a whole fall league here a couple of years ago, knuckleball guy, Matt Waldron. And so, you know, I spent a lot of time with Matt trying to develop him in his knuckleball. And he started to come on a little bit later in the season. And I think he might be one of their pitchers this year, or he'll be close. If not, you know, I know A.J. Preller really likes him because he's the one that gave me a call to try to work with him. So he's a guy to kind of keep an eye on. He's really got a nice knuckleball. And he's a little bit like me, but with better stuff. He still likes to throw a slider.
He's got that big hook. Is he at the big hook?
No, he's got
that's the Candiani hook. That was the difference. Hey,
I remember throwing one hook to a guy named Brett Boone. It took me deep.
And that's the only pitch I can hit. I'd sit on it. If he throws me the knuckleball, I'm out.
Curveballs now. That's it. I'm never throwing him another curveball because he would just never even swing at a knuckleball. So no, that was the home run that you knocked out of the park in Dodger Stadium. I remember that one. But yeah, we had some good battles. I love those battles, man. It was great.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
So moving on to the Giants. And the Giants, for me, Bob Melvin a year ago is the Padre manager. Now Schilt's come in. Melvin went down the freeway to San Francisco. I look at this team. Nobody's really talking about the Giants. But I look at them. They got Lee, the Korean kid, paid him a ton of money. Supposedly, he's the real deal. Just signed Chapman. Really good player to play third base for him. Robbie Ray, who signed the big deal with Seattle coming off of Cy Young, had a little bit of a disappointing year. He's going to the Giants. That's a sneaky move for me. Jordan Hicks is going there. You've got Webb at the top of that rotation. And I'm hearing it's a possibility. They're the ones that are going to sign Snell. They signed Snell. That division changes. And now all of a sudden you got an improving Diamondback team from a year ago who went to the World Series. You got the Padres, who about as underachieving as I could imagine. And then you got the super team, the LA Dodgers. It's probably going to end up being the best division in baseball. If Snell goes there, the Giants are a contender.
You know, I almost expect him to go there. You know, Bob Melvin is a huge addition to that team, right? And, you know, he loved Chapman when he was with the A's, went out and they end up getting him that done. He really likes Snell. I can see that possibly happening too, you know, and especially when you're a free agent, when there's a team that you know the manager already, you know, that really helps out. So I wouldn't be surprised if Snell does go over there. And I'm actually shocked that he hasn't even signed yet. I mean, he's got two coming off a Cy Young year. He's got two of them under his belt already. You know, I mean, he's a difference maker. And so, you know, if the Giants get him, like you said, you know, they have a lot. They kind of go under the radar also. Doval in the bullpen, that guy's electric. I mean, yeah. You see him come in. I mean, he just brings it, man. And he's like fearless out there. You know, the Giants, you know, really have something in him. You know, I'm not sure about the rest of their bullpen, how it's going to play out yet, but I know they got that closer. And if they do get Snell, that's a wicked rotation that they're going to have, and you're going to have to deal with them.
And as a pitcher, why wouldn't you want to go to San Francisco? You know, from right center over, it's the biggest park in baseball. I was laughing when Ohtani was hadn't made his decision yet, you know, and they're asking me, what do you think? I said, well, I think he's either going to go back to the Angels or he's going to go to the Dodgers. It's right down the freeway. He stays at home, doesn't have to move his family. Obviously, he's comfortable in Southern California. Why would he go to San Francisco? I said, it's the biggest ballpark in the world, especially for a left-handed hitter. What Bonds did there is even more remarkable because of the size of the ballpark. But it's a great place to pitch. So from a obviously in today's game, the money's a little bit different. There's a lot of money out there. So I understand that factor. But if you're a pitcher and you're thinking, having a big ballpark to pitch in, that's a pretty good sign for me to go there, just like a hitter. If I'm going to sign a free agent and you're going to, I get to play in Philadelphia or I get to play in Cincinnati. It's pretty intriguing from an offensive standpoint, quite the contrary on the, if I'm going to San Francisco, I don't want to go to San Francisco. I hit one of my strengths was hitting the ball the other way. Why am I going to go to that park? I'm going to go to that park and die, and I'm going to end up being a pull hitter, pull me out of my game. So those are all factors that players, at the end of the day, they do consider.
You probably would have led the league in triples if you went to San Francisco out there with all that space out there. But
that's a lot.
You're right. I mean, it always amazes me, like, how great Bonds was, and especially playing, you know, in that ballpark. And it wasn't like even Candlestick, the years he was at Candlestick, was like an easy place to hit in either. No. You know, that was always kind of a fun place to pitch because it was horrible conditions all the time. So as a pitcher, it's great because, you know, everyone else doesn't like it. You know, and Bonds was just like so incredible. Ohtani, I mean, every time I've seen that guy, I was last year, he was playing the D-backs. We were playing the Angels. And he hit a ball off Tommy Henry, a left-handed pitcher for the D-backs. I think it was like 468. It looked like it was about 568. I mean, he hit it like way up in Anaheim through or on top of one of those little alleyways up there. And I just was like, I looked over next to the booth next to me, and Mark Langston's doing the game for the Angels. And he looks at me and he just goes, are you like freaking kidding me?
He's unbelievable.
It's amazing, you know, what he's going to do.
Yeah, it really is.